Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are going to have our open line for the month of September. We do this once a month, and we listen carefully to your suggestions. And here's our number. That's about all I have to say, right? 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Just wanted to tell you about a couple shows that are coming up. This book has been receiving a lot of attention and some criticism. I think he's a marvelous writer. Ron Suskind will be joining us. He's been with us before to talk about his other books. This one is on the Obama administration. It is titled Confidence Men, Wall Street, Washington, and the Education of a President. Ron is the author of The Way of the World, The 1% Doctrine, The Price of Loyalty, and A Hope in the Unseen. And he was senior national affairs writer for the Wall Street Journal, where he won a Pulitzer Prize. So we'll be talking with him tomorrow, 10 o'clock. And then another marvelous book. I hope I can get through all of these in 2 days. I don't know. This one, Nancy Pearl recommended some time ago, and it's getting terrific reviews, as well it should. Candace Millard, who wrote The River of Doubt. Remember that book about Teddy Roosevelt some years ago? This one is Destiny of the Republic, A Tale of Madness, Medicine, and the Murder of a President. It's the assassination of James Garfield, who, you know, if they hadn't done anything, if the doctors hadn't done anything, probably would have been just fine. She's a great writer, and she has a lot to say about James Garfield. She wanted to do a book on Alexander Graham Bell, but then she learned about his involvement in trying to heal Garfield and found that that story was more compelling, and thus she wrote about it. So that's Thursday at 10 o'clock. All right, phone calls, 800-486-8655 is our number. It's the open line for September, and let's go to Brad, our first caller. Hi, Brad.
Hi there. Yeah, I hope that you could do a show on the media. I think that it has failed the public by not calling out the right wing, for example, for their failed policies. The media has never adequately addressed why the economy is doing so poorly and why our unemployment is so high. And I think that objectivity is really missing. I think they've been cowed by the right wing over the years into feeling pressure that they can't call out the GOP for their failed policies. And, you know, I think that they've been intimidated to a large extent. And I know on WPR, for example, they say that, oh, well, it's not our job to do that. You know, that's what the callers are for. But it's really, the callers are at a disadvantage because they have to get out their message in a 30-second or 1-minute time frame, and that's really not sufficient to make an adequate argument, whereas the guest then can filibuster for the next 5 minutes and always has the last word.
So who do you suggest, Brad?
Well, I would suggest Cenk Uygur, who had the 6 p.m. time slot on MSNBC, and he left MSNBC because they told him that he was being too critical of the Obama administration. But he was being too critical of Obama because he said that Obama was being too right-wing.
Okay, so and where is he now?
He's going to be starting on the current network,
okay,
which Al Gore helped found, and he's
okay
going to be the lead-in to Keith Olbermann.
Okay.
But he would be a good one.
All right, thanks, Brad.
Thanks.
Thanks for your suggestion. Boyd in Milwaukee, hi.
Hi, good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Boyd.
Got a couple people for you. This book I came across at the bookstore, I haven't read it yet, but it really intrigues me. The young lady's name is Alice Ozma, O-Z-M-A. The book is entitled The Reading Promise, and just what's it about is this young girl and her father, who is a librarian, they just had this, they said this little thing for 100 straight nights. They read to each other, and after the 100 nights, they celebrate by having pancakes. And
I like that.
Then they say, well, do we really need to stop? and they don't, and they continue this for 8 years until she goes to college.
Oh, yes. I've heard about this story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just all about her experience and how not only did it, through her father, it enhanced, you know, her love of reading, but really just strengthened the bonds with her dad, unlike yes. probably you could ever find between a child and their parents.
Yeah, good suggestion. All right, yeah. we're on it, yeah. Boyd.
And the other one is, that I mentioned to Rhonda, Jennifer S. Holland, who has a really interesting book called Unlikely Friendships, where you see animals that you wouldn't think would get along. Actually, they find a way to connect.
Hmm.
In a very unique kind of way. And the cover has like a baby chimpanzee, I think, cuddling with a seagull.
Oh, ah. So, What's the author's name?
Jennifer S. Holland.
Holland.
Like in the country.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Boyd.
Yep, that's it.
That's
Take
good.
Care.
That's
yep.
good. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye. Al in Milwaukee. Hello. Hi, Al.
Yes. I think that you should do a show about Austrian economics. Yes, which is being brought forward by the Ludwig von Mises Institute. And the Austrian School of Economics basically came out of Austria. There was Ludwig von Mises. There was Karl Menger.
Okay.
And the author of The Road to Serfdom. The Ludwig von Mises Institute, basically it's a counter economic theory to the current theories that we're using to operate our economy, the ideas of John Maynard Keynes.
Okay. And what's the name of the institute again? We'll write it down and look into it.
The Ludwig von Mises Institute, and that's MISES.org.
Okay. Good. All right. Thanks very much. We did a real interesting show on the German economy a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you heard that, but it was fascinating. And you really participated. You always do, but you were there in huge numbers for that show. Thanks, Al, for the call. Don in West Salem. Hi.
Yes, hi. Two ideas. One, politicians seem to make facts go their way of what they're saying, whether it's true or not. Like when Obama came out with the health care thing, Republicans came out with death panels, which was blatant lies. There should be some way to punish politicians that give false facts. People,
you want a show on this? You come up with an idea for a show. I don't know where I.
Yeah, I think there are ideas for some way to have more control over politicians to keep them honest.
All right, keeping politicians honest. All right. Thanks, Don. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, and we're doing our open line for the month of September. And you could be a little specific with, you know, this is what would be a good show, here's a guest, or here's the book. It makes it easier for us to try and fulfill your desire to have a show on that, okay? Greg in Madison, hi.
Hi, I'm got a couple suggestions. One, there's a guy who seems to call pretty regularly and talks about how since we're always borrowing money and paying interest on it, we're always running a shortage of money. That's not exactly the way the economy works because there's also economic growth. But there is an author named Thomas Greco who wrote a book called Money who can speak to that. And the people who are in charge of the Federal Reserve do have inordinate power. They, you know, they aren't actually creating money out of scratch, and they aren't actually out of nothing, and they aren't actually putting in a perpetual debt trap, but they do get to make up, you know, a lot of the you know, they have a lot of influence over the distribution of money. And then the other, so that's Thomas Greco, Money, and then the other author I'd like to hear about is Bruce Bleckman, who wrote Guerrilla Financing, and have him talk about private equity reform. Because really, we could, if ordinary people had access to creating economic growth the way Wall Street does, we could actually solve a lot of our problems, create more jobs, improve everyone's standard of living, stuff like that.
All right, Greg.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. John in Onalaska. Hi.
Thank you. I think we should have someone from a large corporation who is an expert at hiring top-level executives. In a way, our country is going to be hiring a president in a few months, and we should know how to do that. I mean, how does a corporation, a large corporation, choose a leader for Boeing or for General Electric or for Ford Motor Company? Do they have debates? Do they have, do they give speeches and the stockholders listen? How do they do it? I think that would be extremely large, very important public service for Wisconsin Public Radio. How do you hire an executive who's going to lead our country? What are the important elements in doing that?
All right, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. John in Madison. Hi.
Well, good morning. I have a suggestion for a show on ALEC. I was just at Fighting Bob recently, and Mark Pocan spoke very elegantly about a session that he'd been to on ALEC in which they were handing out, ALEC lobbyists handing out this new legislation that we now have in our state like candy. It was a very interesting presentation. And I think we really need to be aware of how some of our legislation is getting into this state.
We did call ALEC, actually, in the show that we just did on voter ID.
Uh-huh.
Because they were mentioned in that Ari Berman's piece on what he called the GOP war on voting. We had him on last week, and ALEC said that they had nobody to address that issue, and they guided us to the Heritage Foundation and to the guests we had.
Interestingly enough, I also, of course, now I'm speaking as Madison Progressive. I got a survey from the Heritage Foundation that, Kathleen, when I read that thing, I thought, am I still in the United States of America? It was so bigoted, so homophobic, so historic. I'm a history major. It was so historically inaccurate. It made me very sad, I think these are the kinds of things we have to watch out for. And Mark Pocan, I think, would explain on the Democratic side what one of these sessions of ALEC was like.
Okay. And we'll keep trying to get ALEC on the air, which, they should be. They should
be.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Thanks for the call. Bill in Sun Prairie. Hi.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Bill.
I've been interested in vaccines and immunizations, and I'm reading a book right now called Deadly Choices by a Dr. Paul Offit from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and he has several other books. I haven't read any of the other ones. However, he expresses a lot of logic, and I think he's just a fascinating guest to have on for discussing the issue of vaccines, vaccine safety, and a little history of how vaccines were developed. But again, his name is Paul Offit, MD, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Fred in Watersmeet. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
I could say have your son and husband on again.
Did you like it? I thought it was
sure, I'd vote for it.
We had such a good time. And you can only do that once, but it was fun.
Yeah, we enjoyed it thoroughly, and we're retired, so we tried to stay up for the 10 o'clock repeat, but we didn't make it. But in any event, I'd like to have you have Gene Weingarten, Weingarten. He's a humor columnist and writer for the Washington Post, and he's won 2 Pulitzer Prize. And the book I have right in front of me, which I thoroughly enjoyed, is The Fiddler in the Subway.
Mm.
And then and he's really funny. And how I became acquainted with him is my daughter lives in Washington, D.C. So I love buying the Post because it's only 50 cents a paper. And then I got kind of addicted to reading his column. And then I think my daughter got me the book as a present. But he would be a real hoot. So So I have to put this plug in for Gene Weingartner.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's right up our alley.
Yeah, I think it'd be a very enjoyable show.
I do, too. We could use humor. We need a little more humor.
Yeah, that's true in this world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks for the call. I'm still on newspaper. I like to have the newspaper in my hands, so I get newspapers at home in the morning. But it's hard to pick up the Washington Post around here, the actual copy. So I read it online, but it's not the same for me. So I'm not very familiar with him, but that's a good suggestion. Lynn in Madison, hi.
Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Good, Lynn. How are you?
Good. I have a suggestion for a book that I finished reading, Enrique's Journey by Sonia Nazario. And this is the University of Wisconsin's Go Big Read pick for this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a riveting piece. It's nonfiction, but it reads like fiction. What Sonia did was to trace the journey of Enrique, who is an immigrant from Honduras, into the United States. It's just riveting. It's a wonderful piece. But Nazario will be in Madison on October 27th to speak at Union South.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that we should definitely do that.
Okay.
All right. We're on for it if nobody else has claimed that. Yes, we should do that.
All right.
And I want to do that.
Thank you.
All right.
I look forward to hearing that.
All right, Lynn. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for the call. Tim in La Crescent, Minnesota. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Tim.
I was actually just recently watching Conspiracy Theory, Jesse Ventura's show, and I think he would be a very interesting guest. Not even for the fact of what he has to say, but for the callers that would call in.
What's the show? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the show. It's a conspiracy.
It's on True Television. Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota.
Oh, I know who he is, but I don't know about his show.
So, not the for the fact that I believe in everything he says, but I think it'd be a really interesting show.
So he talks about conspiracies and okay. And he has guests on?
Well, it's more the fact, I guess, to see Jesse Ventura's view of the American public to this day.
Okay.
And the government.
Okay. All right, Tim. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Open line for September is what's going on right now. Our number is 800-486-8655. Have a little chat with Rhonda, and we'll get you on the air soon. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Tomorrow at 10, Ron Suskind will be with us. His latest book is Confidence Men, Wall Street, Washington, and the Education of a President. He spent a couple of years and had phenomenal access talking to a lot of people in the Obama administration. And a lot of people in the Obama administration didn't like what he had to say. So he's taken some flack on this book. He's a marvelous writer, and it's a big piece of journalism. He will be with us tomorrow. Thursday, I want to draw your attention to, we love doing history books every now and then, and this one is on the little-known story of the assassination of Garfield, and it's really a compelling read. It's Destiny of the Republic, A Tale of Madness, Medicine, and the Murder of a President. And the author, Candace Millard, wrote The River of Doubt, which was a bestseller book about Teddy Roosevelt a couple years ago. Time goes so fast. 3 years ago, maybe. She'll be with us Thursday at 10. Open line this hour, Jeff in Superior. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Great to talk with you. Can you hear me?
I can, Jeff.
Okay. I believe that you could do a really interesting show about the Farm Bill. It's going to be debated in Congress next year. It's very partisan because I think you'll find a lot of Republicans support the corporate larger farms, which one could say are not producing the best food that we could for our country. And the Democrats pretty much support smaller farmers who are producing local food and organic products and, you know, have to pay a higher price for their commodities to sustain their lifestyle. It's an interesting topic, and the chairwoman is Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, and the senator from Minnesota, and, I mean, there's other people you could invite
yes.
to field questions from people.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. Uh-huh. Bye. Leslie in Preston, Minnesota. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Leslie.
I want to second Jeff's recommendation.
Oh, good. Okay.
I had two quick ideas. I don't have a guest, but to talk again about the importance of buying in USA, buying USA.
Okay.
And the second one, it's just something that I always wonder about when we're supposed to be so politically correct. Why do they keep differentiating between, like, the black vote or the Latino vote? Why don't they just eliminate all the race labels and just call everybody Americans? I don't see how people can label people like that all the time. I mean, it seems like they're prejudiced when they do that to me.
Okay. All right, Leslie.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Thanks, Leslie.
Yep.
Bye. Laura in Duluth. Hi, Laura.
Hi. I'm just calling. I would like a show on propaganda. I don't think the American people understand propaganda and how easily it is to be manipulated by it. And I'm referring to especially like political ads and talk radio.
Okay.
And I don't have a guest or a book or anything, but I just think that that's a big issue today. And people don't understand how easy we can be influenced, according to our own prejudices and by propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing would also be that we need to understand the difference between government and business. That government is not a business and doesn't necessarily and shouldn't necessarily be run like a business.
Okay.
It has a different purpose.
All right, Laura.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Danielle in Pittsville. Hi.
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 I had the idea of focusing on cranberry growers in the state of Wisconsin, specifically the Ocean Spray model of a cooperative, grower-owned cooperative, as opposed to the corporations that are running cranberries, and the innovations of the growers themselves with machinery.
Okay. Do you have any guest suggestions for such a program, Danielle?
Well, I know that the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, I think Tom Lochner might be a person to contact.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye. Pat in Minocqua. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
My idea, two ideas for a show. The first show would be focusing on the Northwoods. Unfortunately, we are now relying on tourism as our number one base of employment, basically, up here, since we can't get technology or industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see the tourism director for the state as an open forum. So people that have ideas or small business owners that could use the help or had ideas on how to increase tourism could call in and voice their opinion. And the second idea would be for small business owners to have someone from the Angel Network or the Northwoods Angel Network, which is Dick Line and Kugel, or Impact 7, and a guest from SCORE. There's a lot of businesses that could be expanding, but they just don't have the knowledge of these groups or support groups and help groups.
All right, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Darn pretty part of the state up there. Stu in La Crosse. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good, great show. I'd love to have a show on the flat tax. The bottom line is, years ago, Dick Armey, a congressman, made a proposal that everybody in America pays 20%, corporations, individuals, and that way you know across the board that everybody's, first of all, paying their fair share. Secondly, the gentleman who's president of Cisco on 60 Minutes a couple months ago said, you establish our corporate taxes 20% versus 35%, we'll bring our jobs back to America, but we have an obligation to our stockholders to make the best profit, so we go overseas. And Dick Armey's proposal had everybody, a family of four, $30,000 exempt, and we pay 20%, anything above that, across the board. Get rid of the IRS code, throw it in the Potomac, And we know that every single individual and corporation are paying their fair share in America and hopefully resolve some of the revenue problems we're having.
All right, Sue. Good suggestion for a show. Thank you. Diane in Milwaukee. Hi.
As far as Stu is concerned, we might as well put everybody back into slavery. Why don't we have Tom Hartman on talk about politics, maybe talk about the flat tax? T-H-O-M is his name, Hartman. And he's written all kinds of books, and he was at the Madison rally. I can't remember the name of that governor that they always have the rally every late summer in Madison.
Bob La Follette, Fighting
Bob.
Bob
La Follette. Mm-hmm. He'd be talking on any kind of subject about politics, about taxes. Tom Hartman, thank you.
All right, thank you, Diane. Phil in Belleville, hi.
Hi, yes, when it comes to farming, could we get somebody from the environmental working group? Because they show what everybody collects in subsidies. You can do it by your zip code, county, state. But it's a lot of other things, too, about farming practices, and I think they can really answer a lot of questions. And I grew up on a farm, and what I found interesting, too, is if you talk to somebody, they're interested in what my neighbor's getting or my relative. Or anyway, I would recommend that.
Okay. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Paula in Janesville. Hi.
Yeah, hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Paula.
I've got a topic for you.
All right.
National Council of Legislators.
All right.
And that was all.
That was well, what brought that to mind, Paula?
Well, Alec. Somebody called in.
Right.
Wanted to have something on about Alec.
Right.
Well, I'd like to hear from the other side.
All right. All right,
Paula. Alec is pretty spooky. Someone ought to write a book on it.
All right. Thank you, Paula. Thanks
bye-bye
for the call. Bye. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. We're doing an open line for the month of September. And welcoming your phone calls. I'll give you our email addresses once now and once at the end of the show, too, in case you can't get through or in case you're not inspired today, but you are inspired tomorrow or a week from tomorrow. Just send them to all of us so you know how to do that, right? So mine is dunk@wpr.org. Rhonda's is Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, also at WPR.org. And Chrissy's is Peace, P-E-A-S-E, at, you got it, WPR.org. So send us messages anytime. Kelly is next in River Falls. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning, Kathleen. I had a couple topics I wanted to talk about. One was the Israeli-Palestinian issue. Who I would really like to hear talk about it is Chris Hedges. I picked up a book of his where in the last chapter discussing the issue, he talks about the PLO at that time going to the UN to ask for a declaration of status. And I thought it was kind of, you know, he already foresaw what they were planning to do. But, you know, there would be a whole host of folks if he wouldn't be interested. And I've got a group, Israeli Committee Against House Demolition, here in the States, too, that could talk about it. And but I'd like you to have Chris Hedges on for any topic. You've turned me on to him, and I think he's a great great writer.
Yeah, we haven't had him on in a long time.
You guys turned me on to him, and he's been a fantastic journey.
Okay.
The other thing is I did that Fighting Bob Fest. I've never looked into this much. They had a group called Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Weren't saying there was a conspiracy, but they're saying that we haven't been given a satisfactory explanation as to why those towers actually came down, that the one coming out of Washington just doesn't make any sense. And I'd kind of like to hear their point of view broadcast, besides just in the books that they distributed at Fighting Bob Fest.
All right, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Rhonda reminds me that, and I didn't even know about this, if you have suggestions, it's easier for you to go to WPR.org/Kathleen Dunn and then click on listener suggestion form. I've never done this, but this is easier, I'm sure. And then it gets to all three of us, so that would be a lot easier. Go to WPR.org/Kathleen Dunn and then the listener suggestion form, and those will be zoomed on to us. Karen in Dane County. Hello, Karen.
Yeah, I'm interested in having a move to amend on there. The South Central Wisconsin group is probably the group to talk to, and it would be Takaya Robiney or Grant Petty. The the group is dealing with the, well, it's trying to deal with the Citizens United decision, and the money is not speech, and corporations are not people. Part of that, well, that the decision was the other way around, and they're trying to clarify the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, so that corporations can be regulated and that money is not the same as speech.
Okay. All right, Karen.
And thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen. Mike in Duluth, hello.
Hi. I was wondering if I heard a guy talking about a fascinating book on the origins of the Ku Klux Klan, and he was saying that a third of the people lynched down south during that time were all white Republicans.
Who wrote this book?
I don't know. I don't remember the author's name. But basically, since the Republicans were trying to free the slaves, the Ku Klux Klan was lynching Republicans to scare them.
Hmm. All right. Well, if you the name comes to mind, or if you get the book, let us know. We'll look and see if there's anything out right now on the origins of the Ku Klux Klan. Dave in Menominee. Hi.
Hi. Thanks. I'm hoping to get some kind of show on the faiths of our founding fathers. I don't know who, Ron Chernow, I've read many books by him, and he, I don't think he's written a book specifically on that, but if anybody would know, the deists that in George Washington, Jefferson, Thomas Paine, these guys were all, Ben Franklin, Madison, they were all deists. They were not Christians. And it really amazes me when I talk to some people that really believe that this was a nation founded by Christians for Christians, and they're fighting to get that back, which we never had to begin with. And it's just confusing for me. I was raised Catholic, and I understand the Bible compared to the Constitution. A show on that would really probably help some people understand, this fight to get a Christian nation back really is a fight about a nation we never had to begin with.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Andre in Green Bay. Hello.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Andre.
I was wondering if you could do a more in-depth show. I was listening to a show yesterday. I can't remember the title of the book or the author's name, but he wrote a book about how we lost the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people and how the U.S. military spent $2 million to build a chicken factory over in Iraq that's not being used, rebuilding and remodeling schools that they're not using, and how the United States Army lost $64 billion that they can't account for, they can't find. And they're funding these programs and projects over in Iraq when $64 billion could be used in this country to put American hardworking people back to work and a chicken processing plant that could be built here, that could be in Kansas, could be in Arizona, putting people back to work and building roads and helping our own infrastructure instead of helping them to rebuild a country that they don't want us to help them build.
All right, Andre. It's been a long time since we've done a show on what's going on in Iraq, so it's a good thing for us to pay attention to. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Rick in Green Bay. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Enjoy your show as usual.
Thanks.
My idea would be a gentleman named Penn Jillette. He's a magician with Penn and Teller. You may have heard of him. But they do a show on Showtime called BS. And what they will do is take a topic and talk to various people. They add some levity to it. One of the examples they did is the anti-vaccination movement. And they'll take it apart and they'll kind of examine it from multiple levels and kind of separate the myth from the fact. But he's really entertaining. He's got a great sense of humor. He could really liven up the show. I think it'd be just fascinating to hear.
What's his name, Rick?
Penn Jillette.
Penn
and I'm sure they've got a website for Penn and Teller. They're magicians out of Las Vegas. They're fairly famous. I'm sure you can find them quickly.
Okay.
So he's really, really well-spoken, very educated, and he's just got a great sense of humor and can add levity to a lot of different subjects.
Great. I'm not familiar with him at all, so all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Tom in Milwaukee. Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I think that we've got a big hit on the infrastructure of the state as far as the transit systems are concerned, and the creation of jobs that would result from putting it into effect on a state and local level. Payback would be guaranteed, opposed to all the money we spend on roads. We get nothing back for that. But there would be income coming back and jobs for people that are sadly needed at this time.
What are you talking about, Tom? Are you talking about trains or?
I'm talking about all sorts of interstate transit, train, plane. I would say trains, yes. Or not only trains, but buses.
Uh-huh.
Streetcars, whatever. We had those many years ago, and they worked very well. And now our transit system here in Milwaukee County is going to pieces, and it's just becoming deteriorated. And if there's a good chance that this thing could go bust.
All right, Tom. Public transportation. That's a good subject for us. Thank you very much for your call. Josh in Eau Claire. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Since everybody was suggesting the different kinds of taxes and stuff, I thought I should throw out there that it'd be interesting to have a show done on the fare tax. And two great guests for that would be Congressman John Linden and the other one would be talk show syndicated host Neil Bortz. They've written a few books together on the topic, but I guess if you're going to explore the different tax options, it'd be great to have all those out on the table to hear about.
All right.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you. Thanks, Josh. Frank in Madison. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Frank.
You had a superb guest before this, and you have some very good suggestions from your intelligent audience.
Thanks.
I have not one of the better ones, but I hope it's worth considering. We generally have a misunderstanding of our economic circumstances, and for instance, most people believe that wealth is distributed in a relatively even fashion in the United States. We believe that taxation is high and so on. And we're mostly wrong. And there's a book called 15 Lies About the Economy, written by Joshua Holland.
Okay.
And he might make a good guest. And you would find out where tax money goes and who pays taxes and you know, what the average income in the country is. Because when we say average, or we're told this, for instance, the average family has an income of about $45,000. Well, you know, the mode, what most people make in the country, is a number that's much harder to find, and it's closer to 30,000, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Joshua Holland and the topic of what are the economic realities versus
yes.
our illusions would be a good thing.
I think
and so. Thank you.
You're right, Frank. It would be a good suggestion. Thank you for your call. John in Dane County. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to see a program on the Cuban Five, Free the Five. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever done a program on...
I think we did a long time ago, John. It's been quite some time.
Mm-hmm. And my second suggestion would be on the companies, the patent trolls that buy up bankrupt companies and sit on the patents until someone else tries to patent it. And then, of course, they hold them up for for a great deal of money,
mm-hmm.
And that's the only business they have. It's just buying up patents and holding them. But anyway, I'd like to see a couple of programs, those two programs. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Thanks for the call, Ruth mm-hmm. in Green Bay. Hi, hi, Ruth.
Oh, hi.
I would like to hear a show on the price of health care. Hospitals and doctors and nursing homes are just charging an outrageous amount, you know, for simple things, you know, like $16 for a pair of aspirin and $260 for a pair of socks you can get at Walmart for $3.
Okay.
I don't know who you would have or anything, but it'd be interesting to have somebody justify the charges.
Right. All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
More phone calls in a moment. We're doing an open line for the month of September right now, and our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. And if you can't get through this way and you want to use our online feature, go to WPR.org/Kathleen Dunn, and then you go to listener suggestion, and your suggestions will be given to me and to Rhonda and also to Chrissy. So that might be easier for you. I hope it is. I want to make it easy. More phone calls. We have a couple lines open if you are trying to. We have one line open. Take it. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Tomorrow during this time period, Ron Suskind will be our guest, and his book is on the Obama administration, with a special emphasis on all the economic advisors, confidence men, Wall Street, Washington, and the education of a president. Ron will be with us tomorrow. Heck of a writer. And what else did I want to say? Well, I guess I forgot. Oh, no, I wanted to tell you about Facebook. I'm kind of into Facebook. I don't know if I'll get bored with it, but I've been doing it for a little while. We do have a Facebook page. If you want to know what's coming up on a show the next day, you can always go and look at the Facebook page. And if you want to send us messages, we use some of those, too. That's the Kathleen Dunn Show. Okay. Matt in Lake Geneva. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I recently saw a great article on the internet that included a satellite photo of the Korean Peninsula taken at night. And South Korea is lit up like crazy, and North Korea is almost pitch dark except for one little spot around the capital in Pyongyang. And what it seems to depict is that South Korea is an engine of enterprise, you know, with all kinds of things happening, I think more than any other place in Asia. But it's kind of, you know, I think it's good, but then I think it might be controversial to some other folks because, like, an environmentalist, for instance, might look at the dark North Korean half of the peninsula and think it's a good thing, you know, that they're not burning, you know, fuel and creating enterprise and, you know, that they're in stasis. So maybe you can come up with a show idea out of that.
On the difference between North and South Korea?
Yeah, I mean, just that, you know, if you look at it, the satellite photo from space, it's just so stark, the difference. The South Korea is this energy-producing, energy-consuming,
right.
You know,
okay.
Incredible engine of enterprise, and North Korea is this backwater where nothing's happening. But then from the environmental perspective, maybe the North Korean model's preferable.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Tony in Hebron, Illinois. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a theory that I want to know if it's substantiated or not. I'm curious to know what is it in the human psyche that craves doom and gloom, the sky is falling, catastrophe news from our media, and they're so willing to give it to us, and evidently we're buying it. And I want to know why we buy it.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
Daniel in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Good.
One of your callers previously, about 10 minutes ago, called in and had a good idea about propaganda by the political parties. And I thought she didn't have a suggestion on who to interview, but I think it would be good to have some people from PolitiFact Wisconsin come in, some of those journalists to talk about how they do their work, how they choose some of the statements that they want to research, that kind of thing. I just think it'd be important with the upcoming elections.
That's a good idea, Daniel.
Go
Good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You bet.
Okay. Bye. Jacqueline in Eau Claire. Hi.
Hi. My suggestion is a topic on the new proposal to declare personhood of the fetus from the point of conception, which would basically outlaw most forms of birth control and criminalize doctors' procedures such as removing ectopic pregnancies. And I would suggest NARAL on the one side and AFR radio, someone from them on the opposite side.
All right, Jacqueline. Thank you. Thanks very much for the call. Randy in Ripon. Hi.
Good morning. I'm just wondering if you ever done a program or could do one on any study or experts that have compared the public, you know, our cities and state, the cost effectiveness of the city workers compared to the private. So, you know, there's this talk of always privatizing everything, and that somehow that's more efficient. And I'm just wondering, I've never read or seen any really hard facts that the private sector does things more efficiently than, you know, our city employees or state employees.
Okay.
You know, that the efficiency comparisons are done. Because it seems like a private guy, they want to make a profit, so that's money leaving our community. And in Ripon here, they're talking about privatizing our garbage collection, and I just see that's more money out of our community. So I just wonder if there's any studies or anything out there that you know can help us kind of see whether this is really the way to go.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we could look at it historically. Services that have been privatized, what's working, what's not. All right, it's a good good topic, Randy.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Thanks for the call. Tom is next from Port Wayne.
Hi, Port Wayne.
Port Wayne.
Yes, Port Wayne, Wisconsin.
Where is that, Tom?
It's about 40 miles from Superior.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What I would like to see is or listen to is a guest or an organization, and that is in opposition to, you know, Wisconsin Public Radio or National Public Radio in general, and explore the reasons why. You know, as a conservative, you know, oftentimes people on my side of the aisle are derided or our ideas are derided. And Wisconsin Public Radio, which I've listened to for well over 35 years now, it oftentimes, you know, doesn't want to explore the reasons why people like us, we listen, but it doesn't seem like we have much of a voice on Wisconsin Public Radio or NPR.
All right, so you're looking for
some guests who are in the reasons, exploring the reasons why more people on the conservative side of things don't listen to Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Paul in Duluth. Hi.
Good morning. Hey, Kathleen, I'm not sure how much coverage this has gotten, but they're like parallel tracks about prescription drugs. One of the things that I've heard a little bit about is the, you know, how well regulated are imported prescription drugs or the ingredients that go into them. And the other thing is the shortage of critical drugs. I even saw one story the other day about hospitals that are actually buying literally out the back door from suppliers. And that strikes me as exceedingly dangerous. And I suppose somebody from the FDA or the National Institutes of Health would be the best person to have to kind of bring us all up to date. You know, if you're buying an expensive pill that doesn't do what it's supposed to do, we've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. All right. We did a show, and I'm never sure I got to the answer of this, of the reasons for the shortage of drugs, but it's been all over the place the last couple of weeks. So we could certainly explore that again. And it's, I mean, it's such a huge industry that hasn't been looked at for years and years and years. So I think it's worth always doing this. And
the laws need to be updated.
Right. Yeah. I think so. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Well, that's it. Thanks, everybody. In case you thought of a better idea and you think that we'll think it's a terrific idea, let's do a show on it. You can send us an email. Go to WPR.org/Kathleen Dunn, and then you go to listener suggestions, and Rhonda and Chrissy, and I will receive your suggestions. That's it for our open line. Tomorrow, just a reminder, we should have a really good show with Ron Suskind, who's been with us on many an occasion. His new book, Confidence Men, I will spend most of the rest of the day reading it, Wall Street, Washington, and the Education of a President. After lunch, of course, got to eat. So that's it. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for doing on-air production for our open line. And thanks, everybody, for all of your calls and being an evolved audience. Until tomorrow, great conversations ahead.